Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. After months of campaigning in the U.S. presidential race, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic leader Hillary Clinton are close to squaring off against each other in the November national election after a string of convincing wins Tuesday in party nominating contests. Of the two, Trump's nomination by the Republican Party is the less certain. But the billionaire real estate mogul said he considers himself the presumptive nominee.
But this one's a diverse victory. I mean, you go Rhode Island and you go Maryland and you go Connecticut and you go Pennsylvania and you go, I mean, the whole thing, Delaware, and every one of them was conclusive.
Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to July's Republican National Nominating Convention in the last 10 state contests in order to claim the nomination on the first ballot. Meanwhile, Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State, captured victories in four states.
With your help, we're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. With the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
The next key nominating contest for Trump and his remaining challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, is May 3rd in Indiana. Nearly 6 months after the Paris attacks, top surviving suspect Salah Abdeslam appeared at a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. A 26-year-old Frenchman who lived in Brussels, Abdeslam had been on the run since the November 13th bombings and shootings around Paris. This is VOA News.